Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA, Tuesday afternoon. Got a lot of stuff going on. We're learning more and more and more about the people that Michael Bloomberg hates. Now, yesterday we learned that farmers are stupid. People who work in factories are stupid. Today he told us that black people and Latino people don't know how to behave. And then they're, oh gosh, one of his classics. If you're old, well, you should just go somewhere and drop dead. God, this is the party of tolerance and diversity and inclusion and compassion and, oh my gosh. So they got that. They got the wacky socialist who's ready to just destroy the entire nation. And we have a president who says, I like NASCAR. This is not tough for me. And I've got a feeling that one of the most brilliant and insightful folks I've ever had the pleasure to meet, Todd Starnes, who I consider a friend, might have a little insight into this. I'm thrilled to say he's here. Brother Starnes, welcome, my friend.
General Katz, it's good to talk with the leader of the Virginia Talk Radio Militia.
Thank you, sir. We are on guard as we fight the war of Northam aggression. As you know.
That always gets my funny bone going.
I'm glad to hear. We did have a little victory, but we got to stay on guard for this one, man.
That's right. Well, we're fighting alongside you guys, so what an honor to hang out with you today, sir.
Yeah, it is always good to have you here, Todd. I want to jump into what the Democrats are ready to do to this country. I thought at first, my gosh, Elizabeth Warren was the worst, and then you realize Bernie Sanders is even worse, and now Michael Bloomberg. I mean, what do you take from all of this?
Well, look, very clearly, Michael Bloomberg wants to kill your grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
There's no business anywhere near the White House or a nursing home.
That's right.
It's the old people in America are in danger. Look, what happened here? The nation owes Sarah Palin an apology.
That's right.
She warned us that Obamacare would lead to the creation of death panels. This riot on that video to those Jewish citizens is, in fact, this idea that it costs too much money to keep people alive. But we should not be surprised by this, Jeff. I mean, we live in a society that does not value life.
Yeah.
When you look at the abortion movement, it is not a stretch to imagine that that the Democrats, who now have apparently embraced, at least in your state, have embraced infanticide,
yes,
would take that a step further and say, you know what, we may as well kill Grandma and Grandpa while we're at it.
You know, I hate to get to this point, but you are absolutely correct. And it's not that I'm upset that you have made the observation. It's that I don't recognize people who are capable of this, who speak the way Bloomberg did. I said, well, you know, just go off and live whatever little life you have left and be done with it. And as you know, I've got a beautiful daughter with any number of disabilities, and my governor would turn to me and say, her life is not worth living. It's time for us to, you know, dispatch her. But that's the world in which we live.
It's the way he said it, so
yes,
callous. Just like he went after the farmers and the blue-collar workers, saying they didn't have enough gray matter in their brains to do that. You know, that guy wouldn't know the difference between a butter bean and a soybean. Give me a break. Jeff, I don't know about you, but back home in the Deep South, I had to spend a summer baling hay. And I got to tell you want to talk about back-breaking work? I determined by about midway through the first day on the farm that was not what I wanted to do with the rest of my life. It's hard work, man. Hard work.
Yeah. Todd Starnes is joining us. Todd, of course, from ToddStarnes.com, I think, is the best place to find him these days. I mean, it's one-stop shopping, all of the great audio and the ToddCast podcast and the books and the rest of it. Todd, I grew up in the city, right? You and I had very different upbringings. I didn't know what it was like to farm, but I knew a lot of guys who worked in factories, and they worked really hard, back-breaking work, 12, 14 hours a day, and they had to do, dare I say it, a lot of math. They weren't nearly as dumb or lazy as Michael Bloomberg seems to think.
That's right. I didn't realize you were a city slicker.
Yes, sir.
So we grew what you guys smoked.
I am a Southern gentleman by choice.
But you know, it is interesting. I mean, it really is a business. And when you look at how the farmers, you know, have to, it's not just about planting crops, but it's about doing the math to determine how much to plant,
yep,
when to plant, the science behind it all, and really the chemical engineering that's involved these days. I mean, it really is a huge effort. You know, it's no surprise, though, because Bloomberg has this New York City mentality.
Yep.
They believe everything west of the Hudson River is the vast wilderness.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Did you notice this, Todd? I I'm not a math guy, but I noticed that Bloomberg took great pains to say, you know, there was a time when 98% of the world was farming, and now it's only 2%. And the reason that it's 2% is because those 2% truly are the best and the brightest when it comes to farming. I mean, these are the folks who said, okay, here's how we can use the same fields for different crops. I mean, they're brilliant.
You know, it really is. And it should be admired and respected. You know, it's a noble thing. Keep in mind that our founding fathers, by and large, were all farmers.
Yes.
So they're the ones that came up with the Constitution. They're the ones that came up with the Bill of Rights.
Yeah.
These farmers that people like Mike Bloomberg disparage. But I will say this. You said something about the Democrat. The Democrat Party of today makes Barack Obama look like a moderate conservative.
Mm.
That's how far left they have surged.
Yeah.
And I'll give Bernie Sanders credit for this. By the way, 17,000 people came out to his rally yesterday in Tacoma, Washington.
Yeah.
Bernie Sanders, what you see is what you get with that guy. You know that he's a flaming communist, and he's proud to call himself a comrade.
Right.
And these other people are just like Bernie. They don't have the guts to admit it, though.
That's a great point. You look at Pete Buttigieg as an example. I mean, here's a guy who comes from a long line of extreme communists. His father built his entire academic career amongst this crowd that said, we don't have to be necessarily open revolutionaries. We can go behind the scenes and take over. We can take over media. We can take over academia. And it sure seems as if Mayor Pete there seems very comfortable with that agenda.
We call him St. Buttigieg on our program. Judge not, because I'm going to judge you. Yeah, look, his dad was a Marxist, who knows what kind of teachings filtered into to the head of little Petey as he was growing up there.
Yeah, yeah, it's bizarre stuff. I'm looking at ToddStarnes.com right now, and it's for me a wonderful resource. I look at the ToddCast, I listen to it, your column and your writing and all the events. I'm concerned about one thing you raise here. I want you to weigh in on this, and I want people to go to ToddStarnes.com to read the full story, watch the video. You have a note here about a former FBI agent warning conservatives to be ready for anti-Trump violence. What's involved in that, Todd?
Yeah, this is a good buddy of mine. And Jeff, you got to get him on your show. He's good people. Jonathan Gilliam, you see him on Fox News Channel a lot. Former FBI agent, Navy SEAL, wrote an incredible book about encouraging people to learn how to protect themselves. It's called Sheep No More. And he said, hey, look, you need to decide if you are a conservative, if you're a supporter of Donald Trump, you need to be ready and be prepared because violence is going to come your way. And of course, we've been documenting these attacks on Trump supporters. If you wear a MAGA hat, you know, you come under fire, sometimes physically. And Jonathan Gilliam says, we need to be prepared for this. You need to have a plan, and you need to tell your kids what to do, you know, in the event they face the wrath of some sort of a leftist mob.
Jeez. Again, it seems so well, I'm going to say, just so thoroughly un-American that this is the sort of behavior we're witnessing. And of course, you know, with the exception of a handful of good, solid news people, and they're getting to be fewer and far in between. Chris Woodward, a mutual friend who I think does a great job with his news reporting, is one of them. But, you know, the mainstream media just can't be bothered because it's not the right people who are being critiqued, criticized, or attacked. They don't care.
No, they don't. And, you know, Chris writes for our website, does a terrific job. And, you know, we have some journalists. They are all conservative. And I think that's important because, you know, people need to know where we're coming from. And yeah, this is our worldview. So, and that's why, you know, shows like yours, Jeff Katz, are so vitally important. You are giving voice to people who otherwise would not have a voice. And you do just such a terrific job because of that.
Well, I appreciate that. Todd, again, I want folks to go to toddstarnes.com. While I've got you here, would you like to remind people, in addition to toddstarnes.com, what they should be looking for from my friend Todd Starnes?
Well, look, I have a brand new book out called Culture Jihad, How to Stop the Left from Killing a Nation. Very subtle title. But it's a fun read. And we really go through what the left has been doing to America and what's going to happen if we do not stand up and fight back against the socialists. And folks can get themselves a signed copy at the website.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, two things. Number one, make sure I get a copy because I want to get you back to talk about that. And number two, in all seriousness, let's talk about getting you to Richmond. You got a lot of people here in Central Virginia that like you, that want to see you up close and in person. So we got to get this together, Todd.
Oh, that would be fun. You know, we did a pit stop. We were on our way to Liberty University, and we stopped in Richmond in that downtown area. It was like the hipster area.
Yes.
And we ate at a great restaurant. I don't know what it was, but it was one of these cool, funky little hipster places. People were staring at us. They thought we were gentrifying the neighborhood, but we were just in for a good meal. So it was a biscuit place.
Well, we'll get you back. I got a couple of restaurant connections. You will be well fed, right, my friend, I promise you.
I'm all over that.
All right, Todd, it is always wonderful to hear your voice, and I look forward to us chatting again soon, okay?
All right. Thanks, Jeff.
God bless you, my friend. That is Todd Starnes again, toddstarnes.com. There he is, on his way to Liberty University. That's where Pablo, who occasionally works in the program, is a, well, he's a proud alum of Liberty, right? Nice job. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.